833-JOE-ALEX, is this a genius idea? Or would you be pretty ticked off if your significant other tried to do this to you? This guy online pretty much said this. His wife is pregnant, and they're expecting a daughter. So congratulations. That's awesome news. But as the pregnancy has went on and on, Alex, she's started to become more agitated. Like, she had dinner the other night. She's like, I want chicken sandwiches. So he made chicken sandwiches. She ate actually both of them, so he had nothing to eat. And then she's like, the chicken tasted like crap. Like, she was insulting his cooking. She just, I guess she's really on edge the further along the pregnancy goes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess. I'm a sensitive guy. But Lindsay's like, this food sucks, but I'm going to eat it all because I'm hungry. I'm like, but I tried. So I guess they keep on arguing and yada, yada. Then the guy says this past week, he was at the gym, which he always goes to the gym, works out a few times a week, and a random girl comes up and starts flirting with him and asks, hey, you want to meet up maybe later for drinks or something? I guess, like, you know, said he was cute or just tried to make him feel good, stroke his ego.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I'm sorry. I'm actually married, and kind of showed his wedding band off. She's like, okay, you're lost. He gets home, I guess. And the wife, like, starts crying. She's like, I'm so happy you said no. He's like, what are you talking about? She's like, that was a friend of mine. I wanted to test you to see if you still love me.
Yes. I've done this. I used Liv to do it.
Are you serious? This is the problem. 833-JOE-ALEX. Unless I'm wrong, 833-563-2539. You can't do that. You shouldn't do that. Whether you're dating somebody or you're married, you are asking for that relationship to fail if you are testing your partner, man or woman, out if they are cheating on you.
When I was dating someone, I had Liv text him the lyrics to Ariana Grande's Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
Okay, I remember that. It was a little fad, yeah.
Uh-huh, and so we could see what he would say. And then I texted her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, to see what he would say. Neither of them bit, but it was interesting waiting to see if they would.
You have to be like the dumbest guy in the world to actually fall for that. But I'm wondering if any other women have done something like that. Or guys, have you been put to the test? Did you pass? Maybe you failed, where your significant other is like, oh, I'm going to see if they're cheating or not. Because
the thing is making a fake Instagram and then following them and messaging them and seeing if they respond. You got to make a fake profile.
I'm not saying it's wrong if you catch a cheater cheating, but I think you're really going to do damage to your relationship if you go out there and try to set a trap. I mean, we're all human. We all have natural emotions and things, and sure, we may not react the best at the time. It's one thing if you just kind of flirt back with a person. It's a different one if you go and meet them up for drinks later, for sure. Yeah, then you're busted.
You got to go out. You got to find a cute girl at the bar, slip her a 10 and say, hey, go hit on this guy real quick for me and then walk away. After you get an answer and tell me what he says. That's what you got to do.
You're super shady. I cannot even believe Alex, you're saying that. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. What did you want to say, Allie?
Oh, it's just don't break the trust of your significant other. Don't do that. If you have a problem with them and you think they might be interested in someone else or not have feelings for you anymore, just say it to their face, because you're obviously just ending your relationship anyway.
Yeah, that's almost an insecurity where you have to go do this elaborate thing that you don't have the courage to go directly to them. Like, Alex, you're bringing up with these other guys. Why didn't you just say, hey, John, whatever the guy's name might be, like, are you cheating on me?
So there is an episode in The Office where one of the couples, the wife is pregnant, just like this scenario, and she's getting insecure. And there's a new hot coworker that comes to the office. And so Pam is trying to figure out if Jim finds her attractive.
Hold on, we actually have audio from it.
Are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me?
No, so she has someone go and fall on his crotch to see if he is aroused after talking to that woman in the office.
Of course, if you touch it, things happen. That's just natural. Thank you for the call, Allie. We appreciate it. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. We'll go to Melissa this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Melissa, please tell me you didn't do this with your friend.
Okay, well, mine goes all the way back to like when we had MySpace accounts.
Oh, this is real old. Okay.
I had a friend, girlfriend, and I always had this feeling she was into my husband. So I logged on to his MySpace account and asked her, if we woke up beside each other in bed one night, what would you say?
Oh my gosh!
And she responded back, I've always wanted this to happen.
Oh! See?
So that's my story.
Genius.
Oh, that is so messed up.
I want to be friends with you.
Yeah, no kidding. No, Melissa, like, what did she say, though? Like, did they actually pursue it? Did anything else happen?
Or
did
you, like, no, end I the actually friendship? Was like, well, this is actually Melissa, and I can't believe that you would actually say that. We're supposed to be friends. And So, yeah.
Did she write back? Or did she just delete herself off the face of the earth?
No, but we didn't talk anymore after that.
I bet not.
Yeah, I wonder what her profile song went to on MySpace after that. Like, what did she change it to get it over with? Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it.